Here in chapter 1, Mishnah 5, a machek es kresha, if a person rubs a leak, takes a leak and he rubs it to get rid of the rainwater that rained down onto the leak. Or another case, vasechet sa'aroi, or he wrings out his hair, biksusoi, with his garment. He takes a garment and he like dries off his hair with it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, a yotzin b'chi yutan, that comes out of his hair or comes out of the leak, that would apply, the rule of Kiyutan would apply. It would render foodstuffs susceptible to impurity. And the reason is because it came out with his intention. That's what he wanted from that water, says Rabbi Yossi. For es sheboy, but that which remains, the water remaining on the leak or remaining on the hair or even on the garment, so that's different. And that's einan b'chiyutan. That does not apply. The principle of Bechiyotan would not apply to that water. Because he wants to get all of it out. He doesn't want anything to remain behind. He wants to get rid of the water, and therefore what's left behind would not be water which would make something else susceptible to impurity. He doesn't want that water. So it brings over here at the end of the Kohati that is in fact the halacha like this Mishnah.